All right, we're live.
Welcome back to Talk with Army. I'm your co-host, Delilah.
And I'm your co-host, Daisy.
And today, as you can probably get from the title, we're going to be going over Army fan club etiquette, just because it's just, there's been so many events recently, and I'm seeing a lot of discourse that gives me the impression people are evolving backwards, because for a while, armies have always been so on top of fan etiquette, and I think in a way they still are, but I think for a lot of newer fans, especially, newer fans that, you know, are like either post-Dynamite or like during COVID, armies are probably unaware of, you know, what is and isn't appropriate as a fandom standard. And, you know, that's honestly kind of unique in general for armies and BTS. Like, a lot of other fandoms don't really have, like, a specific code of how to act and behave. And, you know, some of us, we have, like, some looser rules than others, but I think it's important that we at least go over what the official code is today and have no debates about it. But yeah, Daisy, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely within the past few days, because we are recording this on the 27th of October, and we have like less than 2 hours left until the astronaut drops. By the way, make sure you guys are streaming that, because by the time this releases, it's going to be the next day on the 28th at 7 p.m. So I'm sure by that time, everybody would already be listening to Astronaut, putting on their playlists and whatever. But going back to the main topic of our podcast episode, I think the biggest problem that I've seen within the past few days is a lot of people violating the rules, especially like even when people like bring up the rules, because even though a lot of armies are good at keeping themselves and each other in line, like Delilah said, there are a few official rules that we actually do have that have been implemented for the betterment of the fandom, of the artists, and for people to just go and completely ignore that, I think is just incredibly disrespectful and just rude for reasons that we're going to get into a little bit later on. But I think that that was the main reason why we wanted to push this episode to come out as soon as we could get it, because now that this discourse is very, very new, and also we are experiencing, you know, more members that are releasing things and more members that are doing solo endeavors and traveling to different countries, I think that it is important to get this out of the way now so that we can always reference it when another member is traveling or another member is out and about in town. So hopefully by the time that this episode is done, you guys will have a very concrete understanding of what are the official rules of being an army.
Yeah, so I think, first of all, it's important to, you know, what does etiquette even mean? And if we're just going to go off the dictionary text of etiquette, etiquette is the customary code of polite behavior in society or among members of a particular profession or group. So it is an established code of procedure or behavior in a group, organization, or situation. And it is important we have some semblance of that in this fandom because of, you know, the size. Regardless of, you know, the size of any fandom, I think, you know, even if you're, it's not really a fandom if it's just like, let's say 10 people in a room, but it is still, you know, important for, you know, 10 people in a room to have guidelines on how to operate when they are making decisions and discussing things. And I think that even though there are so many of us and it makes it difficult, there has to be at least some things we can all universally agree upon.
Exactly. And that's why we have come to you with this episode today. So, you know, talking about fan club etiquette, I think that the most important thing about fan club etiquette is that it is basically just the guidelines on how you can be the best fan that you can be to the artist that you're a fan of. And you know, it has nothing to do with, you know, things like streaming and buying. Those are completely different conversations that we've also had on our podcast in earlier episodes. But it's really just more about the safety aspect and just where you draw the line, basically. Because, you know, for a lot of artists, especially artists that have such a deep and personal connection with their fan base and vice versa, you know, a lot of times people will think that because they feel so close to BTS and because BTS feels so close to us, that they're allowed to do certain things, or that they think that BTS will be okay with certain things. When in reality, at the end of the day, regardless of how close we feel to them or how close they feel to us, there still needs to be rules that protect us, protect them, protect the fandom, protect each other. And it's important that we uphold those.
Right. And, you know, when we say it's important we uphold those, you know, there tends to come the question about, well, who decides what we do or don't uphold? And I think there's two parts of that. I think part of it is just trial and error from, you know, ARMY who have been here for quite a few years. And so they kind of have an idea of where the fandom's been, where BTS's popularity has been, and understand where the fandom and BTS is now. And by understanding that progression allows us to be able to continuously adapt to etiquette or adapt to what should and shouldn't be accepted. And, you know, sometimes there's still a bit of, you know, pushback, or maybe people who haven't been here for a while, you know, they might just be unaware. And so I think, you know, the first part of that is, you know, there's fans that have been here for a while, and because there is this, you know, built community, we already have like some soft guidelines. And then the other side of it is very specific guidelines set by Big Hit and HYBE. Guidelines that are hard rules and specifically state this is absolutely not allowed. And, you know, if people want to debate about the former, if people want to debate about that, you know, fine, whatever, you know, people can discuss the morality of, you know, what fans think is or isn't the best. But when it comes to guidelines that are set by BTS's management, like, you can't argue with it. There is no, oh, well, devil's advocate.
Yeah, when it comes to things that their management actually sets, that type of stuff is absolutely non-negotiable. So that is one of the things that we really want to bring home in today's episode, and we'll get into a little bit about the type of rules that Big Hit has set in a little bit. And yeah, I think the first place to start, you can definitely see inklings of how they feel about certain things in their announcement when BTS was going on an extended vacation in 2019. So if you weren't here during that time, basically, in 2019, around like late summer of 2019, it was announced that basically BTS was going on a month vacation, and, you know, they were doing no schedules, no promotions, no nothing. They were just going to go wherever they wanted. They were going to do whatever they wanted, and they were just going to relax. And I'm going to read actually the exact statement that Big Hit had posted on Twitter, because at the time BTS hadn't been added to Weverse yet, so this was a Twitter post. And in this notification, they say, "Hello, this is Big Hit Entertainment. We would like to announce that for the first time since their debut, BTS will be going on an official and extended period of rest and relaxation. Today's Lotte Duty Free family concert performance will mark the last scheduled event before the members prepare to take their vacations. This period of rest will be an opportunity for the members of BTS who have relentlessly driven themselves towards their goals since their debut to charge and prepare and present themselves anew as musicians and creators. This will also provide them with a chance to enjoy the ordinary lives of young people in their 20s, albeit briefly. During this time, the members will rest and recharge in their own personal ways. Should you have a chance encounter with a member of BTS while they are on vacation, we ask that you show consideration for their need to rest and enjoy their private time off. BTS will return refreshed and recharged to return all the love that you have continued to show them. Thank you. And this is the statement that they dropped. I believe it was August 11th, 2019. And I want you guys to pay attention to that last bit of information where they said, and I will repeat it for you, should you have a chance encounter with a member of BTS while they are on vacation, we ask that you show consideration for their need to rest and enjoy their private time off. That means that on their vacation, Big Hit was expecting ARMYs to, if they ever saw BTS, not bother them. That meant if you happened to see BTS while they were on vacation, it meant you walked the other direction. It meant you pretended not to see them. It meant that even if they walked up to you and asked for directions, you pretend that you do not know who the hell these people are. And ARMYs were very, very serious about that. They said, look, this is what Big Hit has told us. And so if you guys see BTS, no, you didn't. And that's what we did.
Right, right. I think it was also funny, too, like, at that time, people were like, you know how people now like to say, BTS disbandment? People were saying that in 2019 because of their vacation notice, and it was so funny. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, everyone was like, ARMY are absolutely devastated, BTS going on hiatus. And back then, we were like, what are you talking about? It is not that serious.
I know.
ARMY, not, I don't know who this we is, but it is not I, not us.
Yeah, because when the notice first came out, ARMYs were, we were celebrating. We were partying like it was 1999. Like when we first got the notification, everybody was so happy because we're like, yes, BTS get to have some rest and relaxation and they don't have to think about work for a whole month. And we were so happy for them. Like, people were like literally cheering all over my timeline. There was not a single person who was unhappy on my timeline. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, the media was like, oh my goodness, ARMYs are absolutely devastated and so depressed because of the fact that BTS is taking a vacation and this might even be the end of the group, who knows, blah blah blah. Like, they were trying to insinuate that, you know, taking a vacation was just like the Kickstarter for some sort of indefinite hiatus. And especially Directioners were trying to get on our case. They were trying to be like, oh, you guys are so naive, like, they're saying it's a vacation, but really what they mean is that they're just gonna disband and then you guys are just gonna have to deal with it. They were so convinced that, like, BTS was about to be like the next One Direction. They were like literally clowning us because of the fact that BTS had an extended vacation and ARMYs kept telling them. ARMYs kept telling them. We said, look, like, next month they're gonna come back and you're gonna see how stupid you look. And guess what BTS did the next month? They came back and they looked very, very stupid.
It's funny. I feel like media reports about BTS as if all of their information is just been fed through a game of telephone. Like, it's like their information comes from, like, the grandma of, like, some, like, cousin whose neighbor's daughter's best friend's cousin is an ARMY kind of thing. Like, because the way these report things so wrong, and it's like, how can you do that? Like, the notice is there in English, like, for everyone to see. I just don't understand, like, how things get reported on so wrong. Like, it's just, It's just laughable.
Yeah, it's the way that they relay information. Like, it's already at least, like, 10 times removed from the original source. And then somehow the way that they report on it just makes it even worse. Like, it's gotten to the point where, like, sometimes the media just misconstrues ARMY information or BTS information so badly. I'm like, at this point, it must be, like, AI-generated information that you're getting, because there's absolutely no way that you can look at ARMY's literally thanking Jesus that BTS are going on a month vacation and think, yeah, ARMYs are devastated because BTS is going to disband soon. Where did you get that from?
It feels like, I can't believe I'm making a Dungeons and Dragons reference, but it feels like, you know, when you like roll like a nat one on like an insight check, and this person is clearly like evil, but you roll the nat one, so you're like, I trust him.
Oh my god, that is such a perfect analogy. Wow, oh my god, that's crazy. Oh my god, that's so true. Like, I feel like when they look at this information, they just completely, like, it just completely goes over their head. And so this is why, like, I just am always so baffled by the media's reaction to ARMY's reaction, because it's just, like, almost always wrong. But anyway, going back to their statement, you know, that was one of the instances in which you saw that BTS and Big Hit were very insistent on, like, not bothering BTS during their vacation. But then we get another notice, and this is in January 22nd, 2020, when Big Hit had then posted on Weverse some fan etiquette rules and a summary of that. And I'm also going to read that here. And it may be a little bit long, but to be honest, with all the misinformation going on the timeline, I feel like I have to read this out in full simply because I'm sick and tired of people twisting things around. And we're gonna, you know, after I'm done reading it, we're gonna touch on some points and, like, kind of talk about it a little bit more in detail. So,
do you wanna, when we get to, like, the individual numbers, do we want to, like, maybe break it up, like, you do one, and then I'll do two, and then you do three or something, just to, like, so people don't zone out, maybe keep it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I'll start with one, and then you can do two, and then we'll alternate from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so, fan club etiquette rules. Rule number one, please do not visit set... Sorry, I got a notification, so it got in the way of the words. This is so annoying. Please do not visit sets or locations close to the public or private spaces. And in the paragraphs below this point, it says, do not visit sets, locations, or activities that are not listed as official on the Big Hit Entertainment schedule page or via Weverse announcement. Do not visit private spaces such as company offices, practice rooms, living spaces, or nearby areas, and any other locations that BTS has visited or are related to them. And do not visit airports or board the same flight as the artist during any part of their domestic or international activities, including tours and personal traveling, by using information acquired improperly. Do not send or leave gifts or letters at the artist's private locations, in brackets, living space, family home, etc.
Number two, please do not stalk the artist. And then under that, it expands to say, do not carry out or repeatedly attempt to contact, visit, follow, talk, or make physical contact with the artist. Do not attempt the above actions toward the family members, friends, and acquaintances of the artist. Do not attempt to access the waiting room of the artist or try to approach them by illegally copying, producing, or acquiring passes at concert venues or other similar access controlled locations.
Rule number three, please do not sell or purchase the artist's personal information. Do not transact or attempt to transact the artist's personal information, such as resident registration number, phone number, address, ID, etc. Do not transact or attempt to transact flight information, such as flight number or seat number.
Four, please do not take photographs or record video or audio except where permitted. And then it goes on to say, do not covertly photograph or record video or audio of the artist in closed sets or locations or in their private spaces. Do not photograph or take video or audio or broadcast video or audio where such activities are prohibited. do not violate rules prohibiting the possession of any devices capable of recording video or audio into concert or other venues except mobile phones, or use mobile phones for the purpose of recording video or audio. Do not engage in video or audio recording activities that violate copyrights. Areas where recording is not permitted: inside airports, including ticket counter, security checkpoint, lounge, duty-free stores, boarding gate, security area, baggage claim area. Inside network broadcast studios and performances in any venues where recording video or audio is prohibited. If violations are discovered, you may be asked to delete any video or audio recordings and will be escorted out of the venue. We hold no responsibility for any devices damaged while you are being escorted out. If violations are discovered during open music show recordings, the network may sanction the entire ARMY fan body.
Rule number 5. Please do not interfere with artist-related activities. And under that it says, do not interfere with the duties of artist management staff, security personnel in Korea and abroad, or any other persons carrying out artist-related activities or refuse to comply with their requests for cooperation. Do not block the artist from entering their vehicles or prevent vehicles from moving normally. Do not engage in a vehicle chase with the artist's vehicles.
Number 6. Please do not engage in other inappropriate actions. Do not assume a false identity to engage in fan activities, including transferring ID cards, using an unlawfully acquired ID, using another person's ID or documents, or forging such documents. Do not limit the opportunities of other members from attending events by applying for then failing to show up for a fan club seat for a music show broadcast, or failing to bring the necessary identity verification materials to such an event.
There's still more.
There is still more. You're right. But for some reason, my thing, like, stopped loading.
It's okay. I can read it.
And it cut out. So can you finish it for me?
Yeah, I'll read it for you. including that under rule number 6, it says, do not engage in actions that physically or mentally threaten the artist. Do not force a gift on the artist except handwritten letters. And in brackets, it says, please refer to the separate notice on fan letters. And then do not engage in other improper and inappropriate actions unbefitting of a fan or that which may be seen in a negative light by the fandom. And for violation of fan club rules, if any violations of the fan club etiquette rules are discovered, you may be restricted or prohibited from receiving the benefits of the official BTS Global Official Fan Club ARMY membership without prior warning, entrance to an official BTS activity, such as performances, music shows, fan signing events, etc., may be restricted or prohibited without prior notice, and if any actions that do not comply with the etiquette rules above are found to be unlawful, evidence may be collected and violators may be subject to civil and criminal penalties. We will continue to strive to create a sound fan culture and protect the rights of our artists. Thank you, ARMY, for your continued support and cooperation. Thank you. And this is the statement. So that's yes. A lot. I know.
It is a lot. it is a lot, but I think it's important that people know that. And I also wanted to mention that there was a second fan etiquette announcement, not like BTS releasing a second one, but ENHYPEN had just released a fan etiquette notice like this 2 days ago on October 25th, and points 1 through 6, like all of those points, are identical. I don't think there is any argument to say, oh, you know, that was 2020, maybe it's different now. No, I sincerely highly doubt that. If ENHYPEN had the same thing, including a whole paragraph before the rules even start, stating that, I'm going to read this, quote, crowds gathering or coming close to the artist at airports during the artist's arrival or departure may disrupt the safe travel of the artist and cause inconvenience to other passengers in the airports. We strongly advise you to comply with the provided fan etiquette in all areas of the airports, including security areas, to ensure artist safety and maintain order in airports. End quote. And then it also mentioned attempts to forcibly hand over gifts and letters to, you know, members of the group during their airport travel. And then provided a link on how to deliver fan letters because, just like in BTS's announcement, all the other HYBE groups are not accepting gift supports. And so, yeah, all the other rules about unofficial engagement and stalking and selling and purchasing information, photography, interfering with artist-related activities, and then other inappropriate actions that are prohibited. All of that is the same. And I think that considering how the language is almost exactly the same, I would say it's like 98% identical, there's no reason to believe that we should not still be operating under the original January 23rd, 2020 notice, or 22nd, whenever it came out.
Yeah, especially because of the fact that if there was any change to those rules, they surely would have updated us on those rules and they would have sent out a We First notification accordingly, but they did not, which means that it is very much safe to assume that we are operating by the same rules that were put out in early 2020, in 2022 now. Like, we're following the same exact rules. And so I guess now that we've kind of given you a rundown of all the points, talked about, you know, different statements from different groups under the same label, I guess we can kind of break down each point and kind of make it relevant to the current context of the situation and, you know, just talk about exactly how some of these fans are violating specific guidelines that are listed out in this notice. And so before that, obviously, I'll give you guys some context if you're not on Twitter or just if you're not on social media in general and haven't seen what all the fuss is about. But basically, because of the fact that Jin has flown to Argentina to go and perform his new song, The Astronaut, with Coldplay at their concert, and also Jungkook has traveled to Qatar to go and promote the World Cup over there, there have been a lot of people who have been trying to mob them at the airport. And also, we have plenty of people on Twitter who have said that they've seen people who are actively trying to spread information about the whereabouts of Jin and Jungkook whenever they are out doing something personal or for promotional reasons. Like, people are just out here, like, constantly sharing their location and then showing up to those places and trying to get a glimpse of them. And so because of that, a lot of people have taken to mostly Twitter, because that's kind of the main place where it's happening. And they have been condemning these people who are going to all of these unlisted locations, unannounced locations, I should say, and are basically just waiting for a BTS member to walk past. And we have talked about how it's literally breaking the rules and how it's just downright disrespectful, how even if there were no official rules, like, you just shouldn't be doing this. And people are still going out of their way to go and be weird about it. Like, they're claiming that we shouldn't tell them what to do. They're claiming that this is fine, that there's nothing wrong with this, that they're not breaking any rules, they're not doing anything wrong. And so now that we've just read the entire list of fan etiquette rules, we can talk about just how many of these rules that they broke. So first thing first, rule number one, they talk about how that you're not allowed to visit anything that is unannounced by Big Hit or Weverse. Basically, anything that's not on the official pages, you're not supposed to be there. So it means that if they didn't tell you that Jin was going to be somewhere, that Jungkook was going to be somewhere, you shouldn't have any type of knowledge that they were there in the first place, and therefore you should not be there. And yet, all these different places that they're going to, like a restaurant that I don't remember if it was Jin or Jungkook, but somebody was at some sort of restaurant and people were like crowding outside of it. People were also crowding at the airport as well. And, you know, that's another thing that people have talked about, breaking the rules. And so because of the fact that people have been mobbing all of these different places, it specifically says in rule number one, don't go to anywhere we haven't announced, and there these people are. So that's one rule that they're breaking. They're also breaking rule number two because they're stalking the artists. And a lot of people will say, oh, but I didn't look for their location. You know, people were already there, blah, blah, blah. But who do you think was the person who got the information? You know, all these, like, there's so many different Sasangs all over the world. And if you don't know what a Sasang is, a Sasang is literally just a stalker. And Sasangs will go and try and look up the information as to where, you know, certain members may be at any given point in time. And then they will go to these places and also sometimes sell information about where these members might be and get money off of the fact that
And
they're.
how do they do that? They get jobs at cell phone companies and specifically, illegally misuse like their position at these jobs to get data. That's how idols' phone numbers get leaked. They work in airports and will leak flight info and then sell that flight info to other fans. And so then that gets spread around. Like Sasangs have like whole this whole underground network. It is absolutely terrifying.
Exactly. And we've talked about it in our episode on fan sites, which I think may have been like episode 13 or 14. And we talked about all the different ways that Sasangs are able to get their information. It's because they tend to work from the inside and kind of pose as a regular employee of a phone company or an airport, but then on the side, they're also secretly selling celebrities' information to other people. And then those people will then go and stalk those celebrities in question. And so, regardless of whether or not you're the one who shared the information as to where they were, somebody had to have looked it up first. And that person will always be a Sasang. And so, when you are seeing people say, oh, you know, somebody said that Jungkook was going to be at this place, or someone said that Jin was at this place. That someone is always a stalker. They're always a Sasaeng. And so, with that, you know, they're breaking rule number two. And on top of that, there was also another video I saw of, you know, when they were outside that restaurant or something, and, you know, people were kind of crowding outside and like hoping that, like, you know, BTS member would walk by and they could like talk to them or whatever. That's also breaking the rules because it clearly says in rule number two, please do not stalk the artist, do not carry out repeat or repeatedly attempt to contact, visit, follow, talk to, or make physical contact with the artist. And so it's like if you're standing outside a building of a place where somebody has leaked. And you're waiting to go and say hi to Jin or Jungkook as if they're supposed to respond back. I don't know. Then that makes you a violator of the rules. And also, you know, that's also number three, somebody purchasing their information. A Sasaeng had to have done that. And so, regardless of whether you were the one who personally did it or not, you're still supporting somebody who did that, somebody who sold their information. And so, that's rule number three. And this is like three consecutive rules in a row, mind you. I'm reading them numerically, and
Right.
they've already broken three in quick succession.
I think something that's really interesting that people, especially Sasangs, might try to exploit is the fact that the clause in number one specifically says, do not visit airports or board the same flight as the artist during any part of their domestic or international activities, including tours and personal traveling, by using information acquired improperly. It is possible that people may feel that because they didn't acquire the information improperly themselves, they saw other people saying, oh, hey, Jin's probably gonna land at this time. To them, they're not seeing themselves as doing anything wrong because they don't understand that others have done something wrong. And so a lot of people probably don't even think about how this information was acquired. And if you're making the argument that, oh, well, you just went and looked on, like the Korean international flights to see which flights were going out to Argentina and kind of like made a guess of which flights it were, and, you know, you got to the airport extra early to just wait for, like, all the possibilities of which flight could possibly be on. That's stalking. Like, that, no. Like, why would you sit for hours and hours for the possibility of seeing this person? That is not okay. And, you know, even though maybe you didn't purchase information illegally, going out of your way to do research to figure that out, it takes time and it takes a lot of effort that did not need to take place. Like, that, it's completely inappropriate.
Right. And maybe in another situation, somebody might be able to twist this as, you know, because, for example, sometimes BTS may take private jets and then other times they don't. Sometimes they just take regular commercial flights. And then they might be in either business or first class, but regardless of that, there's still that possibility of running into them if you are in the same class as them. And so some people might say, oh, well, what if I was just on that flight coincidentally, and then I happened to run into a BTS member who was, I don't know, sitting across from me in business class? What then? Well, I can point you to rule number 4, where it says, do not covertly photograph or record video or audio of the artist in closed sets or locations or in their private spaces. So that means, regardless of how you got that information, regardless of how you may have ended up in the same location as them, do not covertly photograph or record video or audio of them. It doesn't matter if you were just there by coincidence. If you happen to be in the same flight as BTS and you see that they're sleeping next to you in business class, you don't go and take a picture of them. You don't go and record them. Because, we'll get into it in a minute, but it's just such an invasion of privacy. And I think that a lot of people are just really overlooking just how weird it is, simply because it is BTS and BTS are celebrities. But that's just another way that people are kind of just violating the rules. And another thing as well is also, number 5, please do not refer with artist-related activities. That means that, like, for example, they were talking about how, let's say, I don't know, BTS were with their management and people were crowding around them and the management was telling people to move back and you don't listen. That is also a violation of rules. So if you are making it deliberately dangerous and the management or the staff of BTS are telling you to move away and you're not listening, you're breaking the rules. And also, do not block the artists from entering their vehicles or prevent the vehicles from moving normally. And you can see that there was this video that I saw of these people who were trying to wait for Jin at the airport in Argentina. And there was a video where I think they may have made a mistake and thought that this one person was Jin when they actually weren't. And they were just absolutely swarming this person's car. And the car could barely even, like, go. The car could barely move. Like, it could barely even get out of the road because so many people were in the way. And so I'm like, well, what if that really was Jin? Like, you're literally swarming his car. The dude can't leave the airport. And not only are you putting him at risk, you're putting yourself at risk. Why are you standing in front of a moving car? Like, what benefit does that have for anything? And then on top of that, like, once the car pulls away, you're going to what? You're going to run after it? That's also breaking the rules.
Yeah, it's just putting so many people in unnecessarily dangerous situations. And, you know, that's why, you know, I am glad that Jin used a private exit, but it still sucks because everyone that was there created such an inconvenience for all the other, patrons of the airport. That was a really fancy way of saying people who need to get to their flights. it's an airport. People are coming in and out. People have places to be. And just to completely disrupt the flow of traffic like that, it's just so inconsiderate. Like, if there was any greater example of just the complete absence of etiquette, it would be that. And then I think another thing that's, like, really interesting, it's so interesting that, you know, BTS's notice and ENHYPEN's notice, because like we said, they're pretty much identical, that they stated To not engage, number six, do not engage in improper and inappropriate actions unbefitting of a fan or that which may be seen in a negative light by the fandom. They specifically say it is against fan club rules to be a menace, act inappropriate, to make Army look bad is already breaking fan club rules. Just let that seep like a tea bag in hot water for a minute.
Right. The fact that they even gave the fandom at least that bit of jurisdiction, so we basically have that authority to decide as a fandom whether or not something is or is not harmful towards BTS. And as you can see from all of the mess that has been going on Twitter, if you guys have been paying attention to it or if you guys have been following it, you can clearly see that a lot of ARMYs are incredibly disappointed by the people who went to the airport and the people who tried to swarm what they thought was Jin's car, and for the people who tried to stalk Jungkook when he was doing his schedules in Qatar, and like people following him to restaurants and sharing his location. Like, all of this stuff is just so incredibly invasive, and again, it is consistently breaking the rules. And again, you know, rule number six, they also say in rule number six, it says, do not engage in actions that physically or mentally threaten the artists. And I just want you guys to put yourselves in the shoes of a celebrity for a second. Imagine you guys are BTS, right? And imagine that you just want to go for, I don't know, a peaceful walk. You just want to go sit in the park on a bench or something. And then somebody sees you, and instead of walking away and minding their business, they take a photo of you and they post it online. They post your exact location. And then suddenly, 15 minutes later, you have a crowd of 50, 100 people who are crowding you, asking you for pictures, for an autograph, to just even look in their direction. And all you wanted was just a peaceful day to yourself. You can't even go anywhere without being noticed, and you can't go anywhere without having your location leaked. And imagine if they were with family. Like, imagine just being out with your family and you have a bunch of people who are hounding you, and you're just trying to enjoy a nice family dinner at a restaurant or something. Like, imagine just no matter what you do and no matter where you go, you will just always be followed by people who will never respect your personal privacy. Like, that is literally what they go through all the time. And yes, majority of ARMYs like to stick to the code, but there are still, I feel, and honestly, I'm getting concerned that this percentage is growing. There is still that percentage of people who just do not follow the rules and do not care for BTS's safety. And, you know, imagining something like this, where they're constantly being mobbed. And also, somebody had even brought up like how BTS have constantly said, you know, how anxious they feel in these large crowds. Like, for example, Yoongi had talked about it in Burn the Stage in 2017, how even then he still felt anxious of large crowds when he was out in public. And he's also talked about his battles with social anxiety in his song The Last, which is on his first mixtape, August D. And so, to hear them so openly talk about their fears of these large crowds, and then you still go out of your way to become a part of that problem, like, how do you sleep at night? Honestly, it's just gotten to the point where I'm just so baffled that you can hear BTS so openly share that they don't like when this happens, and still people go against what their wishes are. And even, like, for example, like, when BTS were on another extended vacation last year, and V and Hobi had gone to Hawaii on vacation with their own families, and there was a Weaver story that Taehyung had posted after he left, where he basically thanked ARMYs for pretending like they didn't know who he was so that he could safely travel through Hawaii and through the airport and everything. Like, he literally went on Weavers and he said that. And the post that he made was in full English, so there was no way that anyone can misconstrue it. He thanked fans for pretending to not know who he was just so he could get safely to his destination. And I think that, you know, for him to come out and even post that, it must have really meant something to him. because with somebody of their caliber, you know, a big, big, massive act like BTS that is literally recognized globally, I think that it would just be really great for once to just go somewhere and not have people mob you. Like, is that so much of an ask? Like, is that such a big deal where, like, you feel like you just genuinely can't do it? I just don't get it.
You know, regardless of, you know, how famous a person is, everyone deserves to live with respect and dignity. I think a lot about how, you know, and this isn't like a K-pop problem. This isn't a Sosang problem. I think about, you know, think of those photos of, like, Britney Spears just breaking down crying in some restaurant because paparazzi just won't stop harassing her. She's having a mental breakdown and just cannot find any peace and solace. And people, you know, take those photos of her at her lowest moment, unable to hide, unable to get away, you know, basically being forced to be this vulnerable in front of people, and those pictures just being shared all over the internet. Like, it's dehumanizing. And the fact that, you know, people will think that their way of showing love and support to BTS is by having to physically be with them every step of the way and not just offering, you know, basic respect and dignity they deserve is truly baffling. If you're not going to respect them as people, then no. Don't call yourself a fan if your desire to see them outweighs your want of them to live in comfort and safety.
Exactly. And so with that, looking at the rules and everything that we've discussed in terms of the context behind the situation, if you were to say how many of these rules that these people broke just from these incidents with Jin and Jungkook in Argentina and Qatar, they literally violated every single rule in this list. Everything. So for people to act like this is somehow not a big deal, Big Hit only gave us 6 rules to follow, and they broke every single one of them. So I don't want anybody to come and tell me that this is no big deal, or that, oh, there's nothing wrong with doing this. There is something wrong. Everything is wrong with it, because if you broke all the rules, then surely everything must be wrong. And so this is why I think that it's just really important to reiterate how important it is that we follow these rules. And that pretty much covers the official rules, but there were a couple of unofficial things that weren't explicitly mentioned within this notice that we also wanted to talk about, because there are also kind of discussions that Army Twitter has on the regular about what is and isn't okay. And one of those things is taking photos of the members while they're at another artist's concert. And so the reason why this has been a recent topic of conversation is because, especially because BTS has traveled to the US quite a bit this year. They've traveled, I think, on like at least 2 or 3 separate occasions as a group, and even more individually. And because of that, you know, BTS has gone to other artist concerts. Like, for example, they went to Silk Sonic's concert. I know Namjoon and Hobi went to Billie Eilish's concert when she was in, I believe it was Seoul. And there were just many different artists that they went to go see. Also, Jimin, V, Jungkook, and Hobi were at Harry Styles' concert in America as well. So they were basically going to a lot of different artist concerts, and because people who happened to be there for those particular artists were there and they saw BTS there, they were filming BTS's reaction to the concert and, like, were taking photos of them. And so people were asking whether or whether not this is an okay thing to do, because people argue, well, I was there by coincidence and, you know, it's just like it's no big deal. And then other people say, well, regardless of whether you were there by coincidence or not, it's still BTS's free time and therefore it's out of bounds. And so we're just here to kind of if we're really here to come to a conclusion about it, but
I know, because we did touch about it, because someone had asked about this exact thing just in our previous Army Anonymous, and we had talked about, you know, seeing both sides of it, of how, well, you know, this is still their free time and we should still respect it. And then there's also the other side of, well, it's not like it's not like someone is going to see they're at the concert and then, you know, immediately go to the concert venue to see them. Like, there's this assumption that, I think there's an assumption that, you know, if I post this photo of them here, there is not a risk of harm associated with it. And so that is, I think, one side of the argument. And then I think, you know, it's still, I honestly don't even know where I stand on it, because I think it's been, celebrity spotting is just so ingrained in our culture, you know what I mean? Like, it is so normal for, you know, people to say, hey, look, so-and-so is, you know, at this concert too. And, you know, we've so far have never seen anything, you know, come out of that. And so now that these discussions are being held, now that people are trying to figure out where the line gets drawn, and if we're saying, hey, you know, as a fan club, we're not going to tolerate, you know, people, you know, taking photos, especially without permission, in their free time, then it shouldn't matter the location.
Right. I think that now that I've kind of thought about it a little bit more, especially because obviously you and I, we both live in America, and we obviously know how celebrity culture is so ingrained. Like, yeah, I can understand how people might say that, oh, you know, somebody says that so-and-so is at this concert, it's not like anyone can get in, you know, it's like, you know, it's a limited access type of thing. But then I also think about, like, the people who are in the venue who may also be fans. And so if they get a notification on Twitter that so-and-so is also at that concert, like, that person may try, you know, from within the venue to go and find that artist. And so, you know, now that I think about it in that way, I do understand the safety issues and the privacy issues that may produce. And then on top of that, I think that the only times where it is fine to say that so-and-so was at a concert is after the members have posted themselves that they were at that concert. So let's say that, like, because, you know, this is the case for, like, the Harry Styles concert. People were saying, you know, oh, BTS is at the Harry Styles concert, BTS is at the Harry Styles concert. And then people were saying, oh, no, you should respect, you know, their privacy. You know, like, they haven't yet said that they're at the concert. And so later on that day, then they did post pictures and videos from when they were at the concert. And I think maybe only after the members themselves have made it clear that they were there, this is how they spent their time, then maybe you can go into an anecdote of, oh yeah, I saw BTS there, they did this, this, and this. But maybe not when, like, the members are still there, first of all, because that's a safety issue. And then second of all, if they haven't made it aware that they wanted to, that they wanted people to know that they were there, then I think that people should just kind of leave it alone. Because I think that it is important to just, like, respect their wishes of what they want to show us. Because, for example, if they don't post about something, it means that, like, they don't feel like we have to know. And I think that it's okay, because, you know, as a celebrity, so much of your life is already out in the public. It's already plastered all over social media and that kind of stuff. So, of course, it would make sense that you would want at least a few things to keep to yourself. And I would never, ever fault any celebrity for doing that, for keeping their peace. And so I think a general rule of thumb is that if BTS hasn't told us that we were, that they were there, then we should also pretend like they weren't there.
I also want to address something else. You know, as we have these conversations, there's just stupid sentiment about how, oh, why are armies suddenly now finding this a problem when it's so-and-so member? Like, we didn't have, people weren't saying this about, the last time a member was spotted as a concert. Like, why is it a problem when it's, so-and-so? And literally, shut up. You're annoying and you add absolutely nothing to the conversation. People are having the conversation now because their thought process is different. People adapt. People change. People look at the situation that maybe it was at that time, and then they look at it today and think, hey, maybe we should have this conversation. Like, having this conversation now, because, maybe an incident has arisen, has nothing to do with the individual member that the topic is, come out of, because whatever conclusion, comes from it, it's going to extend to all of BTS. So this whole back and forth of, it's okay when, it was this member, but, this double standard and blah, 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 blah. There is no double standard. You're just derailing the topic at hand because you don't want to do critical thinking and do insight on yourself, and you don't want to think that, maybe I was potentially engaging in activity that was harmful, and I don't want to take responsibility for that, so I'm just going to call everyone else calling it out as, they're wrong, and they're just hypocrites, and don't actually care. But I see right through your soul. I see you. And what you are not going to do is derail this conversation. People trying to make it a thing about, like, oh, you're just, it's only a problem because, it's Argentinian armies or it's, oh my gosh, or armies from Qatar. I was trying to think about, like, what is, like, someone from Qatar, like, what is the nationality? And I just could not think of it. Sorry. For people to just focus on, like, these details that have really nothing to do with the conversation at hand. Did the incident happen in Argentina? Did the incident happen in Qatar? Yes, but that isn't actually what's really relevant. What we are trying to get from this incident is, how do we go forward for what happens in the next place? Just side comments trying to say that, that people asking these questions are somehow biased against a member, or maybe they have bias against, a specific, country of armies, I think it doesn't do, you're not contributing to the conversation, and it's really annoying. It is also really annoying, of course, to generalize armies, because not all Argentinian armies were at the airport, and there were, armies communicating in Spanish about, like, why it was a bad idea, and trying to deter armies from going to the airport. So, it's a shame that, this incident, reflected bad upon, maybe armies from there. It is important to know that it doesn't reflect all of them, of course. But at the same time, I do feel like there's just been a lot of attempts to just completely deflect the topic, and not want to, discuss it fully in depth. And I don't like that. I feel like it's just so transparent of what the goal is. And if, armies want to discuss something because they want to, revisit our standards of what is and, is good fan club etiquette, then we can do that. Just like how for so many years we've gone back and forth and back and forth about fan sites, And to be honest, it really wasn't until like the middle of the pandemic, I feel like, the latter half of the pandemic, where a lot of armies agreed that, you know what? We're just all gonna finally come to the conclusion that we don't like fan sites, they're not necessary, they do more harm than good, and, you know, we've spent, you know, over a year without a single fan site picture and are doing just fine. So no, we are gonna choose not to like them. And keep in mind, that was, you know, 2020, 2021 that we came to that conclusion, and we had been debating about that for years. So, yeah, if we are going to have conversations about what is and isn't proper, you know, fandom etiquette, it doesn't matter if there, what specific incident sparked it. It has nothing to do with that a very specific, you know, member or a very specific, you know, country that it took place in. Because these topics are going to keep coming up and up over and over again throughout, you know, the next few months. And the earlier we can have these conversations, to the earlier we can have a conclusion about it, makes it so much easier for new fans coming in so we can set these guidelines. So, yeah, just like any attempts to derail the conversation and try to deflect responsibility just really pissed me off the past like 3-4 days. I think that, you know, it's important for nuanced conversation to take place, which is once again why we have this podcast, because Twitter sucks for that. And it's probably also why it took us years to come to the conclusion about fan sites, right? So, yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, end my thoughts there about, you know, any attempts to derail the conversation. I've said that phrase multiple times, probably within the past 2 minutes, but that's what it is.
It's all right. Repetition definitely helps things stick. So hopefully that will stay in the memories of our listeners, because it is important. And to touch on a couple of things that you said, I definitely agree with the fact that people are definitely trying to deflect by saying, oh, you know, this isn't how you felt about so-and-so situation how many years ago, or, oh, you guys only are doing this for Argentinian armies, you guys are only doing this for armies who are in Qatar, you guys are only doing this for people who are going to go and see Jungkook or Jin. And first of all, the people who are saying that we're only making this a Jungkook or Jin problem are likely solos, and so you should probably stay away from those people, because they're always trying to deflect the conversation to make it about their quote-unquote faves and say that armies are just looking to drag one certain member over the other, and that we're OT6, blah blah blah, the usual stuff. And that is pretty problematic in itself, so I beg of you, please do not listen to them. And then second of all, people who are trying to deflect and make it seem like armies hate one country in particular, that is just absolutely not true. Regardless of what country BTS get mobbed in, the armies who went to the airport or went to whatever location they were at in those countries, all of them get their lashings. It doesn't matter if you come from France or Spain or America or Argentina or Qatar, wherever it is that BTS is, if you mob them, you are getting dragged. It doesn't matter. Armies do not see color in that way, and I will say that. But when it comes to this, this is why I don't like it, because kind of deflecting away from the situation and make it seem like we're being unfair to particular armies, then it kind of directs our attention over to people doing damage control, saying, oh, we don't hate this particular thing, and then the conversation turns into something completely different, and then we get nowhere. And I think that that is just such a massive problem, and I feel like it's just one of the ways where people avoid accountability by trying to make it seem like, oh, armies hate this particular country and they're just being mean, when that's not the case. If you truly, truly look at all of the criticism that people are giving you and you take it into stride, I think that you'd understand just how much people are saying these things simply because they are genuinely concerned for the safety of BTS. They're concerned with the safety of the armies that were present. They're concerned for the safety of everybody else around them who has to deal with this. Like, this isn't just us saying it to say it. Like, like, these are genuine things that we need to do if we're all to have a good time. And I think that kind of segues into our next section, where we basically kind of just talk about why we even follow these rules in the first place. And, you know, one of those reasons, obviously, like I said, it's to keep BTS safe, because if they're constantly getting their location leaked and they're constantly being followed, that is just not safe. And that is literally just being a stalker. Like, I don't know how else to explain it to you. If you were actively going out of your way to look for somebody's location and follow them and try to talk to them and maybe even try to make physical contact with them without that person's consent, you are a stalker. And we have clearly read out the rules where it says that you're not allowed to stalk the artist. And so if you're stalking the artist, you're looking to figure out where their location is, you're trying to talk to them regardless of how far away you are, or maybe you're even trying to touch them, that is against the rules. You are violating them, and you are literally the textbook definition of a stalker. And imagine if this were you. Imagine if you were constantly stalked wherever you went. That could make, like, that could be so dangerous, because, you know, maybe some of you guys want to go to the event simply just to go see BTS. Maybe that's why you go to the airport, just to say hi to them. But not everyone has quote unquote pure intentions like some armies do, where, you know, all you're doing is just going to say hi. Some people may hate BTS, may want to harm them in any way they can, whether it's verbal harm, whether it's physical harm. And by sharing their location to people on the internet, you are giving those people a means to find out where they are and bring harm to them. And I think that that is just such an incredibly dangerous thing to do. Especially given how many people are looking to find out their location. Like, there are literal stalkers in every part of the world that are looking to just expose the location of BTS. That is not normal. And there are plenty of artists who have had really unfortunate circumstances that they've experienced because of the fact that people have leaked their address, or because, you know, some malicious people have found out where they were and, you know, they went to go and cause harm to those artists. Like, for example, a recent case with this one rapper in America, he was just out on a date with his girlfriend at like some random Waffle House in California, and somebody who had beef with him found out where he was and they shot him, and he literally died. Like, he was killed at the Waffle House. And it was incredibly gruesome. Like, I remember being so uncomfortable. I was trying to get news about what happened, and unfortunately, I happened across a video of them at the Waffle House, and the guy was quite literally, like, I don't want to be too graphic, so I'm sorry, but, like, it was literally a video of him, like, bleeding out on the floor. Like, the guy was dying, and I don't know why they were taking a video of that. Why didn't they just call the, why didn't they call the an ambulance or something? But it was just,
we're so desensitized to violence. It's kind of sick.
Yeah, it's really sick the way that, you know, people are desensitized to violence, honestly. Just to see that and to see how quickly somebody's life can change because of the fact that somebody has found their address, it just goes to show you that quite literally anything can happen. I mean, even take an example from a really popular case of the Beatles, where a member of the Beatles, there was one particular fan, one day he was signing the guy's album outside of his house, I believe. Like, the guy had stalked him to his house or something and made the guy sign his album. And then that same day, that same person who had stalked him all the way to his house went and murdered him. Like, this is no joke. Like, there are genuinely people who say that they're obsessive fans of them, but then at the same time will go out of their way to cause harm to them. Like, there are a lot of obsessive people out there who will literally want nothing more than to cause the most damage to the person that they supposedly are a fan of. Like, these are obsessive people who could possibly kidnap or injure these artists. Like, there are plenty of cases within K-pop as well of all these weird sasangs who have done incredibly weird things. And we've talked about a few of those examples, and I believe it was the third gen run K-pop. There are plenty of examples we brought from second gen of just how far some obsessive fans will go for their faves to notice them. And, you know, this type of thing is one of those. And so if you are sharing the location of BTS, you are putting them at risk of being harmed.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a bit disingenuous to partake in behaviors people would describe as stalkerish, but then say, I'm not a stalker, I'm not a saucing. Like, if it walks like a cat and moves like a cat and looks like a cat, then it's a cat. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not how the metaphor works, but that's what I'm going with right now, just because Alice is on my freaking laptop right now. safety is important, and I am really glad that, you know, we have these conversations, because it just shows how much we emphasize the safety of BTS. And I know that, you know, because the majority of people were condemning, you know, the events of the past few days, which shows that, you know, BTS's safety is still prioritized. But I think it is important that, you know, we record this just so we go over the hard, you know, rules of, you know, the ARMY fan club. And of course, there's things that, you know, we can tack on there, like how, you know, we tacked on, you know, our idea of, you know, fan sites and, you know, things like that, for example. But I think that, you know, brings us to a conclusion. The fan etiquette that we've gone over today, it's not a suggestion. It's not a, if you would be so kind, could you please? Like, no, it's a requirement. This is what you will refrain from doing, not what you should.
Exactly. And, you know, just another thing is, you know, when we say that these are rules, it's not meant to be a killjoy. It's not meant to ruin fun. It's so both the artists and the fans can be safe. Like, if you looked at the videos that we had seen about people mobbing at the airport, and, you know, the video of where people thought that it was Jin, but it wasn't Jin, but then they were crowding his car, and, like, the guy literally couldn't get out of the airport. Like I said, it's not just the artists and the fandom that are put in harm's way. It's anyone else who is within the vicinity. So you have, like, hundreds of people in the street. Nobody can get out of the airport. No one can drive away. And you're literally just taking up space on the road. How is that safe for anybody involved? And on top of that, a lot of people like to justify it by saying, oh, but so-and-so member was smiling at us and they were polite. That means that they enjoyed and that means it's okay for us to be here. In what world are BTS going to look at people taking photos of them that are going to be posted on social media and just completely cuss them out? I mean, it is just so opposite from their personalities as is, but also because they're the biggest group in the world, even if it was their personality to go and cuss somebody out for invading their privacy, they're not going to do that because their reputation is on the line. So if there's a hundred cameras pointing at them at the airport, of course they're going to smile and wave because they kind of don't have a choice. With the way that people constantly scrutinize them and put them on such a high pedestal that any minuscule mistake they might make, even if they make no mistake, people will make a mistake out of nowhere, and then they're going to go and drag BTS for that mistake, whether it was actually made or not. And so, of course, if they're going to the airport and so many people are just taking photos of them, even when BTS know that these people shouldn't even have the details of where BTS was in the first place, they're still gonna be polite about it because that's just what they have to do. And honestly, people justifying it by saying that they're smiling and waving, that is just not acceptable. It's against the rules. You're not supposed to be mm-hmm. there. And BTS, like, it is just not worth risking their safety. And to kind of justify it, it's almost like victim blaming. Like, oh, BTS were smiling, so that means that, of course, I could be there. Maybe if we shouldn't be there, then they shouldn't have smiled, blah, blah, blah. It's, like, very, very victim blaming, and I don't like that narrative. And another narrative that people tend to use also is, like, the Purple Ribbon Project. And if you don't know what the Purple Ribbon Project is, basically in 2018 when BTS were coming to the US for some scheduled things, they were performing at the BBMAs and doing all sorts of other things. And in the airport to prevent BTS from being mobbed, a bunch of armies got together and created the Purple Ribbon Project, where a bunch of armies would kind of stand around and hold purple ribbons as like a barrier, and no one was allowed to cross the purple ribbons so that they could create like a pathway for BTS to walk through with their staff and security while they were leaving the airport. And BTS, they ended up seeing that, and they were very, very impressed, even though it didn't go quite as well as we had hoped. We did put up a valiant effort, but unfortunately, some people were still, like, very pushy. But BTS still saw that project and acknowledged it, and even Taehyung had taken one of the purple ribbons from the airport and did a photo shoot with that purple ribbon with, I believe it was Dispatch. And they were even telling interviewers about how armies have protected them at the airport with the purple ribbons. And like, they were just so genuinely, they were so genuinely impressed. But now these days, like, people don't do that anymore. In fact, even the original creator of the Purple Ribbon Project has said that they do not condone people going to the airports anymore at all, because that's just not it. Like, I literally have their thread from like, they posted this like two or three days ago. And they said, just heard that the people who went to the airport in Argentina to try to see Jin took purple ribbons. I had no idea they were doing it and never would have condoned it if I had known. The Purple Ribbon Project was discontinued years ago for many reasons. One, Big Hit has totally forbidden armies to go to airports to see BTS. Two, the number of armies in the world has become so massive that crowd control is not only difficult but extremely dangerous and should only be handled by professionals. By being there, you only make the danger worse. Three, we found that even though the intentions of many people are pure, stalkers will try to become a part of these kinds of protection projects in order to get closer to the boys. The PRA organizers wanted to avoid that at all costs. Four, even with our best efforts, there was just no way to make the situation fully safe. Even with full communication between army and the airport security, it wasn't enough, so it was better not to do it at all. I'm so glad that Jin used a private exit, and I hope armies will stop going to airports and leave protection to professionals. I realize this may be strange coming from the person who originally came up with the idea for the Purple Ribbon Army project, but please learn from what we learned. Army and BTS will be so much safer if we actually honor the request not to go to the airports at all. I genuinely hate having to post this. I've tried to explain this many times, and it never occurred to me that someone might try to do this kind of project again. With Big Hit and the members making it so extremely clear that they don't want us at airports, I thought we were past this. Adding this for saying, quote unquote, but they never come here, or quote unquote, this may be my only chance to see them, here's the truth. You are prioritizing your selfish desire over BTS's safety. That is the opposite of the Purple Ribbon Project, and it's the opposite of being an army. And honestly, mic drop. They spilled. Because, like, literally what this is people prioritizing their desire to see BTS over BTS's own safety. And similar to what you were saying earlier, Delilah, with things like Britney Spears and, like, other celebrities who have faced, you know, such mental hardships due to paparazzi and all sorts of stalker fans, it is absolutely dehumanizing for people to think that they are entitled to take pictures of you and videos of you and to be able to come near you and interact with you whenever they please without any regard to what you feel or your personal privacy or your friend's privacy or your family member's privacy. It's just incredibly invasive. And so for people to say that, oh, you know, this kind of stuff is normal, it's just what you have to deal with being a celebrity. Being a celebrity makes you famous, yes, but that doesn't mean that you have less rights than regular people. And I think that people need to remember that every time they are going out to go and stalk some celebrity, you, by doing that, you just see them as, like, you just don't see them as human, basically. Like, this type of stuff, like, if somebody told you not to do something and you go ahead and do it because you feel like you have a right to over their right as a person to say no, that is a problem. And you do not respect BTS. You do not respect armies, you do not respect Big Hit, and you definitely do not respect anybody's safety whatsoever. And so with that, we say, you're done, literally. I don't even care how long you have been a fan. I don't care how many albums that you've listened to from BTS. I don't care how many concerts you've gone to. And I don't even care what your favorite songs are. If you do this, if you violate these protection policies that Big Hit has so clearly laid out to us, you are an anti. I don't care. I don't care what you call yourself, you're an auntie.
Period. I think it's also, you know, when we were talking about, like, the Purple Ribbon project and stuff, I think that's why it's so important to, you know, have these conversations, because, like I was saying earlier, it's so continuous, because we had the Purple Ribbon project, and at the time, we were like, this is good. This is a good thing. And now, present day, we're like, yeah, technically, it was, like, good intentioned, but also, people should just not be at the airport at all, and then there wouldn't even be a need for a Purple Ribbon project, right? So, you know, these things evolve, and, you know, these conversations are always ongoing. And so I just hope that, you know, people are really receptive to, you know, the upcoming conversations, especially when it is in regard to BTS's safety.
Yeah, and I think just the last part of this conclusion is that BTS trust us not to stalk them and to share their location, whether they are working or enjoying their time off or doing whatever. And I feel like also by violating these rules, we are also violating their trust. Like, if they have trusted us enough where they can sometimes walk somewhere, like, without any type of covering at all, as in, like, middle of the day, they're not wearing any mask, they're not wearing any hat to conceal their face, their hair color, anything, and they trust us to not approach them. And so by violating these rules, you are basically breaking their trust, and it's going to get to a point where maybe they don't feel safe just walking out of nowhere. They may have to go back to taking extreme measures to just go anywhere and do normal, regular things. Like, obviously, they'd be doing those things anyway because they're celebrities and they don't want to get recognized. But when it gets to the point where their safety is in danger, I think that it has gotten to the point where, like, we cannot afford to lose their trust with this. I think that they deserve to have the right to be able to go wherever they want and do whatever they want without worrying about, what if somebody leaks my location? What if somebody's following me right now? What if somebody wants to harm me? Like, I don't feel like this is not normal. This is not something that we need to be condoning.
Right. Right. And I think, you know, I don't have anything else to add. Yeah, we can wrap up the episode here. I do want to provide a small correction. Want to apologize for my ignorance. I googled it. A citizen of Qatar is Qatari. So there we go. Just wanted to, you know, correct myself there. And so sorry, because I know we have listeners from Qatar because we have gotten Army Nana submissions from them. So I just wanted to make sure they did not feel left out by that. And so with that, we'll, you know, end the episode here. Thank you everyone for listening. You can always, you know, tag us on Twitter. We love seeing, whatever you guys tag us in. If you have any questions, you can always, you know, send us a DM or anything like that. And we'll catch you in the next episode.
All right. Bye for now.